The South Sudan Special Olympic Team has returned to Juba after successfully participating in the Special Olympic World Games, which concluded on Sunday in Berlin, Germany. Now, the team of three athletes won four medals among them, and we will be telling us more. I mean, here with us in the studio right now is the chairperson of the South Sudan Special Olympics Committee, Honorable Rebecca Joshua, joins us in the studio to tell us about this particular Olympic Games. Honorable, good morning to you and welcome to the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Yes, seems like a success story in this particular, games that concluded last Sunday. Tell us briefly about it. Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you very much. Our name is Special Olympics South Sudan.
Okay.
And we are part of the Special Olympics International. And we focus on people with intellectual disabilities. Mm-hmm. These are people, you could generally call them people with special needs, but this is in particular, it's about people with intellectual disabilities, some kind of health issues like Down syndrome, mm-hmm. Maybe epilepsy, some people have autism. They are different from people with physical disability.
Mm-hmm.
This special program gives people with a special with intellectual disability an opportunity to be involved in sports. And we've realized that when you involve them in sports, they strengthen, they get their energies strengthened.
Mm-hmm.
That also helps to have their brains becoming much more alert, because in the actual situation, they have less cognition abilities.
Mm-hmm.
So when you subject them to sport, they run around, they release the energy, the brain gets active.
Mm-hmm.
But also you have to add on sports, love. You encourage them, you hug them, you smile to them, and they open up. And sure. And we have seen very good examples of people who were completely down. Some of them were chained.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were subjected to the sports, they changed, and they really, some of them became even coaches, and some mm-hmm. of them were referees. So this is very important for us to know as why the people with intellectual disability,
mm-hmm.
we sometimes don't recognize. We just think, we either say these are mad people, mm-hmm. or we say these are weak people.
Indeed. And yes. For the participants, for those ones who went for this particular Olympic, how was the experience for them?
Actually, from 2019, when we participated in Abu Dhabi, we've seen a lot of change with them. It's good that they are also given an opportunity to interact with social workers. There are also a number of them in Osratuna. With Osratuna, they have a very big program, and I want to appreciate them through
mm-hmm.
this program.
Mm-hmm.
So we started with them. We trained them just in Bulak, any of our playgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, you have to take care of them. When they come to the playgrounds, they have to be escorted by family members.
Mm-hmm.
And the issue of family is very important in the Special Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
But then our coaches help them with just normal long jump, running, and any other sports that we want them to be involved in, or according to their ability.
Mm-hmm.
Our three athletes, we had actually four,
mm-hmm.
but one of them could not get the visa. But we went with three. We were mm-hmm. going to go with four.
Yes.
So they were just like any other athletes in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they don't only win and participate, but they also won medals. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's very exciting, of course. I want to say that for us as South Sudan, as the people who started the program late in mm-hmm. 2019, we did not have really enough time to have good practice, good training. All these matters that relate to them, we have not been doing well, given our economic situation and the challenges of funds,
okay.
and that our people also don't understand the program very well. So we really tried our very best. But what is exciting much more is that despite all these challenges, they are able to compete with others in the world,
mm-hmm.
and to garner these medals that we are talking about. So for us, among 178 countries, we get 4 medals mm-hmm. and 2 ribbons. The ribbons are very important because they are also given for participation. This is something good. We could even do better next time if we do better preparation and also have better training and, and better feeding and also better way of giving them an environment of peace and love and friendship.
Yes, and talking about that, what really needs to be done to try to, you know, promote this kind of sports in the country?
Yes, before I say that, it's good for the athletes because we are celebrating them, not ourselves as leaders, but we are celebrating them. So very quickly, I just want to say Sarah Tombeck is our champion. She, in 100 meters, she got silver. In long jump, she got bronze. Esther Wyatt got in long jump silver. She got a ribbon in 200 meters. Richard Peter got a bronze in long jump. And 100 meters, he got a ribbon. This for us to prepare next time. And I'm doing that here in the studio, and I want everybody to hear. We need support. It's not easy. When you are a new program, people think that you're just a small people. And I remember when we went to Abu Dhabi in 2019, people were joking at the airport saying that, oh, this Rebecca, I think she gets nothing to do. That's why she's carrying this. You know, in Arabic, you say, Ya lala awirin. You know, this awirin doesn't apply for us. And that's what they thought. But when we came back with good results, then people said, oh, come on, this is a good job. So I want everybody to hear that these people are in our homes. They are our children. And I believe some of those who are saying that in their homes, they have children of that kind, but they don't recognize them. Some of them are chained with the chains, and some of them are just left there. Sometimes we don't even allow them to come to the sitting room because we don't want others to see them. But I want them to know that you need to give your child a chance. If you give them that chance, they will improve. Therefore, we need that big support from our institutions, government institutions. We need the recognition of the Special Olympics as a special program. It's not the National Olympic Committee. It's a Special Olympics South Sudan. And that caters for this kind of children of intellectual disability. So we need support in terms of training. They need feeding. In a program in Berlin, they something called healthy athletes. And they are given that opportunity to have examinations so that they see their hearing ability, the smile, this is the mouth, and all the eye. They give them specs and the rest, and their fitness. But that all depends on the feeding that they get. So in their homes, they need to eat. If the situation at home is not good, then they will not have enough energy.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot in terms of training, feeding, health issues. And apart from that, traveling, we had to go to Kampala. And we're just walking on the edge of a knife. And I almost gave up as a head of delegation. I just felt it was too much on me. I was exhausted. But we believe in God, and we said the God of South Sudan will cover us. Until today, we still have debts on the tickets. And a lot more. So I really want us to have that, understand this intellectual disability thing. Countries came with 200 participants like India. And you know, for us, we're only three plus the coaches and the medical doctor and myself. We're 7, very small group. But also we can involve them in other types of games. There were 26 games, types of games, basketball, volleyball, bocce, tennis, name them. We only participated in the long jump and in 100 meters and 200 meters, and the same athletes, but we are happy for them.
Yes, and now with this kind of experience, what does this mean for future games?
It means that we need to adequately prepare. And that's, again, my loud voice of appeal. I'm doing completely voluntary work for my love of sports, and love of humanity, plus my team, Dr. Tong, Agnes, the coach, and Majok, the coach, Dr. Richard, the medical, and all the board members, and everybody, Victor, our volunteer. We also call for volunteer as part of the work of Special Olympics and the inclusion of the families. And the bottom line is inclusion. Let them be part of the whole because they have to be included. So our plan is to work on our our project plan for this coming. Within 4 years, we are going to go for the World Games again, and we may have African Games soon, just like what we did in Egypt. So for us to have this, we need to prepare. And we need to start our training early. And these kids will have to also, we will have to make sure that they are getting medical check, and that in their families, if there is little support, they need to eat properly so that they can have energy for athletics, because athletics involve running.
Indeed.
And given their health situation, they need care. This program needs social workers, because as we work with them, we support them, we adapt them more than our children. They want to go to the bathroom, you have to help them. Some of them have epilepsy, they fall down on the way. When we walk, say, in Berlin, a very big city, you use escalators, you have to hold them, make sure they don't slip. And then every time they are on your shoulders, they call you mama, and you have that big heart. You must have the patience, and you must have a bit of counseling skills, that if they are not happy, part of the program is to give them that happiness. So you need also a human resource to do that. Up to now, we don't have a center. We thank the National Olympic Committee, South Sudan National Olympic Committee, for giving us a chance, of which also I'm a member, the second vice president. But Engineer Juma Stephen and the team of South Sudan National Olympic Committee has allowed Special Olympics South Sudan to operate within the office. We are all volunteers 100%. And therefore, we need more volunteers. That requires support socially, taking them to the playgrounds, subjecting them to health check every other time. And with the smile that is on their faces, and what do we see over and over, and the excitement they have, especially when they get their silver medals, bronze, even the ribbons, they appreciate that very much. And they wake up and they look better than before. So that needs a lot of work and a lot of resources for us to prepare ourselves for World Games. We don't want to go the way we went last time.
Indeed.
Yes.
And it seems like there's been a lot of challenges. And of course, you are volunteering, as you did mention, little support probably. What keeps you going? Why are you doing this?
It's just humanity. It's just the heart you have. I'm full-time government chief whip in parliament. And I started that when I was full-time minister. And if anything, I cut from my little time, which is supposed to be for my rest or for my leisure. And I use it. The same thing with my colleagues, as I mentioned, Dr. Tong and Agnes and Coach Dr. Richard. They are working in their places. But it's that heart of saying we are part of that humanity. For me, I also come from a sports background from very early childhood, but I value sports very much. And now, discovering that Special Olympics involves sports and humanity, which of the bottom line of which is inclusion, I feel that's where my heart belongs. And therefore, for my team and I, we sometimes really feel like we want to give up now. Even before these games, I told them, look, I'm breaking down. I can't continue like this. But where do you leave them? You can't leave them on the road.
Indeed.
And we actually expected to recruit more. We have already recruited more. We have about 20 in our list. But we could afford, given our little ability, to have only 4 to participate. And the program will encourage us to continue to add. The unofficial assessment says that South Sudan, with its population of 12 million or 13 million, will have about 300,000 people with intellectual disability. Where are they? They are in our homes, in our backyards, in our sitting rooms. And we sometimes just, you know, that child that you think is slow, is not moving, does not go to school, let them remain and somebody will look after them. Even we hear stories from some of athletes, others that have not been part of us so far, that in at home within the families, they are given a lot of house chores, mm-hmm. and they don't go to school, so they are excluded. And that's wrong in humanity. Indeed. So it's part of your inspiration, part of your the humanity in you. And if you can help somebody, you believe that it's added life on you and happiness on you. So the spirit within that. Also, the Special Olympic International, which is based in the U.S., and we have also the regional office in South Africa and the coordination in Kenya. Mm-hmm. They always, when we came up, because it was just sudden when we heard about it, and we participated and we did well, then they said, oh, South Sudan is among the best areas to encourage people to come up. This time, when we went and when we're entering the big stadium, Olympia Stadium in Berlin, the president of Special Olympic International came running and said, South Sudan, you have made it, we know. So far, you're among the best program, among the ones that were recruited in 2019. Wow. And somebody may think it was easy to do that, but it was not easy. Indeed. But that all encourage us, and we encourage our government. We also appreciate our government for encouraging us to go ahead. It didn't take us much time apart from saying we are participating, but we are, of course, registered in the Ministry of Youth and Sports, apart in the council. So it's that spirit of inclusion, spirit of having everybody with you. And under the theme, the big theme of this year was unbeatable together.
Unbeatable together. Sounds really good. Yeah. Honorable, thank you so much for coming to Miraya Studios. Any final remarks that you'd like to give out there? What message would you like to send?
First, I want to thank Miraya for giving us this chance. We would want to engage the media openly, not because of us, but because of your children outside there in your homes. We want to also send a message to our government that these children need your love. They need a smile on their faces, and therefore, let us give them a chance to engage. We have 300,000 about that outside there. We have not even gone locally now, and we are being encouraged this time to go locally. We are only in Juba. And in Juba, we are not even going beyond 20. So we want to, make a call here that we need that support. And if that support is there, it will help us to move on. That is a contribution to the development of our country. And also, this is a contribution for them waking up and contributing that will help us. Not only that, South Sudan is clear now to be a potential champion in the world in terms of sports. We've done it in basketball amazingly, and we are doing it in other discipline. We are doing it also in Special Olympics.
Indeed.
So if we get that chance, we'll be able to move forward. So before we move to the next games, from now, we arrived yesterday. I want these children to go to the playground with your support and for them to prepare for next year, and the sky will be the limit for us. Definitely, we'll have the flag of South Sudan very high in the map of
Thank
the world.
You. Thank you so much, Honorable. Thank you for coming to Miraya Studios, and of course, keep on doing the great job you're doing with these special children.
Thank you very much.
We do appreciate your time.
Thank you.